This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the coronavirus continues to spread, Italy Sunday reported a 50% jump in the number of new coronavirus cases in just one day, with at least 11 villages and towns in the north sealed off. Italy is the hardest hit European country. U.S. authorities have warned Americans against traveling there, and two major airlines, Delta and American, have suspended flights to Milan. Back in the States, U.S. officials continue to provide updates after the first coronavirus-related death was reported over the weekend. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Saturday, President Trump shared the administration's plan for the week.
As an important part of our efforts, on Monday I'll be meeting with the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, actually. They'll be coming to the White House, and we're talking about a vaccine and developing very quickly, and they've already started working on it, developing very rapidly a vaccine for the virus, to combat the virus.
Experts say that reported cases of coronavirus will drastically increase when more testing becomes available. President Trump has announced the U.S. is issuing more travel restrictions and warnings in an effort to help prevent the spread of the virus. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Less than 24 hours after the United States signed a landmark agreement with the Afghan Taliban in Doha, its implementation has already hit its first speed bump. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani.
There was a request, but it can only be part of the negotiations, and it cannot be a precondition. Also, there must be no issue of goodwill, because the Afghan nation must be assured that whoever is going to be released will not stand against it one day.
Ghani says he never agreed to releasing Taliban prisoners. This is VOA News. Former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, is giving up his hopes of winning the White House in 2020. Buttigieg's campaign announced Sunday evening he's dropping out of the Democratic presidential race after a disappointing fourth-place finish in Saturday's South Carolina primary, in which he won no delegates.
In a field in which more than two dozen Democratic candidates ran for president, senators and governors, billionaires, a former vice president, we achieved a top-four finish in each of the first four states to hold nominating contests, and we made history winning those Iowa caucuses.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden, the easy winner in South Carolina, faces an immediate new challenge from U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders in this week's Super Tuesday, when 14 states hold primaries with more than 33% of the delegates up for grabs. Another flare-up between Syria and Turkish forces Sunday, VOA's Marissa Melton.
Syrian state media said on Sunday that Turkish forces targeted two Syrian planes over the Idlib region. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a Britain-based monitor, said the two jets went down over regime-held territory, likely after being targeted by Turkish F-16 planes. Turkey's defense ministry said the planes were targeted after one of its aerial drones was downed. The Syrian government announced it was closing its airspace for any flights or drones across the country's northwest. Syria's military said aircraft that tried to enter Syrian airspace are expected to be treated with hostility and shot down. Earlier Sunday, Greece placed its borders on maximum security footing after Turkey relaxed its curbs on the movement of Syrian migrants. Hundreds of migrants are reported to have spilled into Greece through the porous border. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Israelis take to the polls Monday in an unprecedented third consecutive election, AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Blue and white party leader Benny Gantz is trying to unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the vote after two elections in 2019 failed to yield a conclusive result. Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving prime minister, is seeking re-election. While facing indictments on corruption charges, he denies any wrongdoing. Public opinion polls are predicting a similar result to the previous two inconclusive elections, leaving a divided Israel deadlocked and neither candidate able to build a coalition government with their traditional partners. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.